Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning, Tuesday, September the 5th, 2023, 17 minutes past the hour, 69 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. And I will hesitate from saying Monday morning, as we had one of our rare three-day weekends here at the station. And I'll tell you, it was a great three-day weekend. The weather was great all weekend. It was Labor Day weekend, which my understanding is that it's the official end of summer. Now, summer does not officially end until September 21st, so we've still got about 17 days left of summer, the season. But I think kids are back in school now. Popcorn Festival is later on this week, and this is just how Labor Day is referred to. Now, got a few things I want to talk about in regard to this past weekend. The first thing, let's start off, number one. This morning, I went to McDonald's, as I do every morning. And as I've said before, one of the neat things they do at McDonald's is, at the beginning of each month, there's a little survey at the top of your receipt. And if you take that survey, which is very short on the internet, they give you a code. The survey maybe takes 3 or 4 minutes. They give you a code. And it's good for 5 free items each month. So I normally take this survey. But you have to enter the numbers in, and it's several numbers, the code to show that you have the receipt. And for some reason, the McDonald's on 95, and I'm sure it's the other McDonald's as well, but the McDonald's on 95 does not change their register tape often enough. So you can barely make out the numbers. Now, I got a receipt on Friday, which would have been September 1st, which I could have used, but the numbers were so illegible, there was no way that I could fill out that form. And I thought, well, maybe by Tuesday they will have changed the register tape. Well, this morning it was pretty well the same thing, although somehow I was able to decipher what the numbers were. And I was able to get the code in there and take the survey. So I will get a free something so far this month. But boy, they've got to change that register tape. Does anybody else have this problem? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody else have trouble with the register tape at McDonald's? Does anybody else take these surveys but me? It's an interesting problem to have. The other thing, over the weekend, I went and got a pizza with somebody, and we went to Little Caesars. Now, I don't know how often people go to Little Caesars. I like the pizza there. I think it's actually very decent pizza, and I think they have very good crazy bread with pizza sauce. But it used to be ready to go, ready to order. When you showed up, you said, I want 2 pizzas, it'd be ready to go. Well, I've went there several times in the past few months, and they have not had the pizzas ready to go. So, on Sunday, I thought to myself, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to call and see if they have any ready, and if they don't have any ready, I'm going to order the pizzas ahead of time. I called in, they did not have any ready, so I ordered the pizzas ahead of time. So I go down there, and there are 4 or 5 people standing in the lobby. Their credit card machine was not working in the drive-thru. I could only see 2 people working inside. It was just a mess. And I feel bad for those people because they seemed very overwhelmed. Now, I did see a sign in the window that said they were hiring at $10 an hour. Now, do you think this might be the problem? Has $10 become too low, too much, too low of a starting wage for somebody to take a job? I don't know. I just feel bad for the people at Little Caesars because everybody there that night seemed agitated who was in the lobby. Now, when I was in the lobby, I did see on the counter that they had these flyers, I guess is what you say, blue flyers. And it says Little Caesars is having a job fair, 1275 Mount Vernon Avenue in Marion, Wednesday, September the 6th. So this would be tomorrow, 2 to 6 p.m. Now, if hired, you get flexible hours. Well, see, that may be the problem right there already. Everybody's got flexible hours. Weekly pay. Now, this is in bold. So apparently, weekly pay is a big thing. Free pizza, which has an asterisk next to it. So we'll go down to the bottom here and see what that's all about. And career advancement. Apply at littlecaesars.com. Apply now. So I guess you apply now on the website, and then you go to the job fair, or you just go to the job fair tomorrow from 2 to 6 p.m. I'm not really sure, but they certainly need help. Now, down here in very, 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 very tiny print, next to the asterisk on free pizza, it said each employee will receive one pizza per week while employed. So, I guess it's one pizza a week. When they're talking about free pizza, it's once a week. That's a little misleading because, obviously, when they're telling you if you're hired, you get flexible hours, weekly pay, free pizza, career advancement. And then way down there in little tiny letters, 10 times lower letters, lowercase letters than the free pizza itself, they're telling you only get one free pizza a week. But that's Little Caesars. Has anybody else had problems at Little Caesars? I don't know what's going on there. Is it the $10 an hour? Have we gotten to the point where $10 an hour is not enough money for people to want to work? 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. We're back live this morning, 24 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. I don't know. Is it the money at $10 an hour? Is it the job? People don't want to work at that kind of a place anymore, a pizza place? Is it that you only get one free pizza a week? I don't know what the reason is, but something's got to be done there, because are they even still a place where you can get a free pizza? Or a pizza ready to go? I guess not a free pizza, but that you can get a pizza ready to go? Are they still even that type of place? I don't know. I find it all very strange. I can't remember what the minimum wage... What is the minimum wage in Ohio? Does anybody know the minimum wage in Ohio? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. I'm confused by this whole thing. I think it's fascinating. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Oh, Scott, you're talking about Little Caesars?
Yes.
Yes, I go there. And, you go up to the window where they don't have any pizzas. I got to get my days. Did I go Sunday? And she said it'll be 30 minutes. You have to wait. Well, I was already in line, I think, almost a half an hour. And I said, well, I go to the back of the parking lot. And there wasn't that many cars going through. And I did this one other time. I went to the side. It's always 15 minutes, so I'll run and do something else. And then I realized as I was sitting at the back of the parking lot, they were lined clear up almost out to the road, Mount Vernon coming in. So I thought, well, I'm not going to do this. Then I went out and went back in the driveway, and here I'm the last one where I would have been, first. The one guy, he'll let me wait. He says, just wait here, but most of them don't. And I said, what's the problem? I said, are you guys doing like that DoorDash? There's a wait? And she said, yes. So when they park there at the side and they go in, then they can't get out of the parking place for all the cars. There's not room for them to back up. And it's a mess. And, let's see, was I there last week and... was it before 9:30, and she shut it off. So when I went, was it Sunday? Is that when I went? I waited in line a half an hour, then I got back in line. I was there an hour to get a pizza. And I said, well, you can't call. I said, you don't answer the phone. And she said, well, I don't think they had enough help. They never answer the phone. So they're either ordering, I guess, with their smartphones or on the internet and stuff. But it's ridiculous. They don't fix that speaker where they can, you know, and then they don't have a way. They either need to get more ovens or something. And then I see a lot of times when I'm in line, they just pull up and they won't wait. They just go. And it's really hurting them. But, yeah, I think it was Sunday. I was there practically an hour to get a pizza. So.
Now, I was able to get them on the phone. Now, I had to wait a long time, but I was able to.
I never can. I'd let it ring and ring, and nobody would answer. But I thought she said, well, I said, well, I always try to call and stuff. If I go there probably three times, at least one time I'll have to wait. If I go like at 11 early, but when you get later, 7 or around 7:30 or something, 8:30, and then a few times, like I guess maybe they've had orders where people's going to pick them up, and she just cuts it off. One time, I think, I don't know how long I waited. I got up there about, I think it was 9:30, and she said they weren't, you know, like making any more. So,
well, it was interesting.
I don't know
because
if wages has anything to do with it.
Well, aren't they open till? Aren't they open till 11?
At 11, but a few months ago I was in Wendy's because I usually don't go to the, you know, to the fast food. I was at Wendy's and I had to wait, and I thought, well, what's wrong? I pulled up and I asked her, I said, are they, I think they go through that line to pick up their DoorDash, you know, what they deliver. They should have to go inside for that because the people waiting out, if it's lunchtime, you can't wait out there to, you know, DoorDash might take for Whirlpool or something, have a big order. I don't know how they do that. And she said, yes, that I guess DoorDash could drive up to the windows. That's why sometimes I think that there's a long wait, so... But that's all I know. $10 really isn't that much. I don't think that they're paying for workers like that. But they don't have enough white space. You know what I mean? When I was there another time, they had the front parking lot, the side all filled up. And it maybe was at 8. And they probably were, I don't know if people, games and stuff or what. But all those people, as we were lined up, you know, driving through, they couldn't get out. You know, they couldn't back out. So I don't know what. All I know is that I think they go through that line, and the inside people, they shut that inside at 9. And I know one guy, he had a van, and as I was sitting across, then he left about 9, and then I saw him leave, and then he pulled in line, and I'm sitting back here, and I thought, well, I'm not going to sit way back here, be at the end of the line like before. So then I just got in line and stuff. But it's a mess. There's not enough room for them to, like at Taco Bell on Delaware. When you get in that line, the people that's parked, that's inside, can't get out. And it's, maybe somebody else knows something different, but when I go there, if it's not almost every time, I have to, you know, wait. Of course, I do go later, like at 8 or something, 8:30.
Right. Now,
stuff. But
why do you think it all does come back to wage?
I don't know, because I would see, like, the same people. Now I don't see them. So I don't know if certain people, to get benefits or something, you know, if they have to work or what, and maybe they get a better job. I don't know how they do that, but I think they do need more help, but I think they need more ovens.
Well,
if I could come home and heat it up in the microwave as to sit there and wait, you know, say I'm in line 15, 20 minutes and I get up there and she tells me, well, you've got to wait another 15 minutes or, you know, so forth. Well, I just assume they had it made up, and if it can't be kept that hot, I just come home and heat it. But, yeah, it's a mess. It's really the worst place. because I the only other place is Arby's I usually go to or something. So,
well, it's
but I don't know what they could do about it. If DoorDash is picking up orders, see, I don't know lunchtime how it is around there, and if they give them preference, they couldn't over the drive-through. So I don't know.
Well, it's strange because I'm not sure what exactly you're supposed to do. That's
yeah, I paid her, and I said, well, you know, I was in line in an hour. If it's not much more, you know, I'm going to have to leave. I said, if I don't get up here and get it, because I still walk around to the back, I said, I'll just pick it up tomorrow. And, you know, I wasn't going to sit in that line another, you know, make it an hour and a half or something to get a pizza. So, but somebody else could call in and see, but their pizzas, they're very reasonable. I don't know why they don't, why they're not much higher.
Well, yeah, and I think their pizzas are good, so I think that's part of the problem as well.
Yeah. Yeah, my son likes that Pizza Hut, and he likes Neighbors, and I don't like, I don't care for Pizza Hut. I don't know why, but I don't eat that much of it anyway. But
so you,
yeah,
you...
they definitely need to do something, and, but there's not much they can do. Their speaker there needs to work. Well, if they just answer the phone and take the order, they could have it made and, you know, something and stuff. But, yeah, about every time I go there, I'm having to wait. So
it is different. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Has anybody had the trouble at Little Caesars getting an order, placing a phone call, waiting in line, having them close a little early, can't get your pizza? I don't know. I've certainly been down that road myself, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz here, and we can discuss it. It's an interesting thing. And again, their job fair is going on tomorrow, September the 6th, 2 until 6 p.m., Wednesday, September the 6th, 2023. 1275 Mount Vernon Avenue. Flexible hours, weekly pay, free pizza, and career advancement. Only one free pizza a week, though. You must remember that. Okay. But I don't know. What is the minimum wage in Ohio? Does anybody know what the minimum wage in Ohio is? I don't know. 740-751-4038. Maybe that's part of the problem. The wage is not compensate with what other businesses are paying. Because I did see the sign in the window, $10 an hour, starting pay. Maybe that's too low. Is $10 an hour too low now? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I was going to tell you, I forgot. The last time I was there, I think it was Sunday. Anyway, the lady, as they would leave, they would tell them probably they had to wait or something. They weren't. Because I would have probably been there, you know, a lot longer if the people in front of me just didn't leave. And the lady stood outside her car door. But she, I don't know, finally, and for 10 or 15 minutes, I think the people would walk through there back to the cash register. She'd say, are you open? And I think she asked them close to 20 times, you know, and stuff. But nobody would come to the window and tell her. They should have put a sign up, you've got to wait or something. And that poor thing, she just stood there. I think she was about the fourth car in front of me. And so she just left. Then the next one pulled up and left and stuff, and then I pulled up, and finally, I think I got the fourth or fifth one back, and she came to the window, and I said, is it okay if I just sit here? Because they usually, and there was only a couple cars behind me. They can see it lined up and know they're going to have to wait, so they just leave. But I think that was a night, an hour. I probably would have been there an hour and a half, 2 hours to get a pizza if these people hadn't left. So, well, yeah, the poor thing, she stood out there and she'd say, are you open? And stuff, you know, and she, and then she turned around to the car, you know, back of her stuff. She says, they walk by, but don't say anything, you know. And so finally she left. Yeah, I bet she asked them 10 to 20 times, are you open? And are you closed? And stuff, so.
Now, do you know what the minimum wage in Ohio is?
I have no idea. I don't know if they've sent one, because I know certain places will kind of, I don't know, McDonald's, I don't know. I think, don't they just kind of set their own wages or something?
Well, see, I don't know.
I don't know, but Whirlpool, I know they used to be something, but aren't those, like that new core and stuff, are they up to like $20 or more an hour to hire? And usually I think they started years ago, wasn't it, at minimum wage or something till this COVID thing. I think some stores, they just, if it's the minimum wage, they'll go above it just to get somebody.
Well, that's what I wonder. I wonder how far the minimum wage is off from what they're starting at, because they say starting wage $10, but I don't know what the minimum wage
is. I bet that would be minimum wage. Maybe somebody knows, but I don't know.
Well, maybe that's the problem. I don't know. Hopefully they can work it out, because they do have good pizza and particularly good twisty bread. So.
Oh, I've never had any of that stuff, but yeah, they do for that price. And I told my son, I don't know why these pizzas aren't like, the six, like they're not, $12, $14 or something. I don't understand why they're so cheap. So.
Well, hopefully it gets better.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Has anybody else had a run-in at Little Caesars? And maybe in Ohio is $10 too low to start out at this point. I don't know what other places pay. I mean, what does McDonald's start out at? What does Burger King start out at? What does Wendy's start out at? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We would certainly love to know. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, barbecuer to the treasurers.
That's true.
And barbecuer to the relatives, which would be better.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get to that eventually, but I thought this was an interesting story.
It was better. Well, I looked it up because I was curious. You know, being self-employed, I can't really give myself a minimum wage because I'm worth a lot more or worth a lot less, according to some people. But it's actually $10.10 for non-tipped employees as of the 1st of January this year. For tipped employees, $5.05.
So $10.10 for non-tipped employees, yet they have a sign in the window that says starting wage $10.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that high. Of course, inflation's out of hand right now. But that's what it says. Some states are $15, like Connecticut, California, Massachusetts, Washington. Having lived in Connecticut, I know the cost of living there is much higher. And of course, California, Massachusetts, they aren't known for being economical places to hang your hat. D.C. is $17 an hour, but it's very expensive to live there. You know, $17 in D.C. is probably like $8 in Marion. So, and that's what I'm seeing. It's from Ohio University, but I mean, it's certainly well established. I didn't think it was that high, but there's a federal minimum wage, and companies with lower number of employees may be exempt or different types of jobs, but not Little Caesars. They're a national chain. So, and it was $9.30 last year. So I'm not sure about the $10. They wouldn't be tipped employees because they're carryout.
Right. I've never seen anybody tip them, so I don't know how.
Any Little Caesars I've been, I've not been to the one in Marion, but they always seem understaffed and a little inefficient. I don't know if it's inefficiency or a lack of staff, but I wouldn't go there if you're in a hurry. That would be something I would attest to.
Well, I just don't know.
You got an hour or two to kill, and you're not super hungry for pizza. I guess you'll just be hungrier when they finally get around to making it.
Well,
there,
I just
they
don't.
They tend to be, and I don't know if it's an inefficiency or staffing. I know the one on Morris Road. They're really slow. I mean, one day they had, I think, with T-Mobile, you get like a free offer every Tuesday. I guess today is Tuesday. So one day I had a $5 large pizza was the offer. Maybe it was even free. It was something so good that I couldn't pass it up. And I went there and, by the time they got the pizza done, I was really hungry. Let's put it that way.
Well, it's all interesting because I don't know, is $10 too low? for people to work. I don't know what other places are paying.
And it's so regional. Yeah, I mean, I can attest, you know, Connecticut, Massachusetts, $15 there. Of course, it depends where, but even in the more rural areas, it's going to be expensive. That's like $8 or $9 in Marion for sure.
No, but what I'm saying is, I don't know what the other places in Marion are hiring for. I don't know what McDonald's and Wendy's and all those places locally on the same street are hiring for. If it's more than $10, that's probably why they're not getting people.
Yeah, you see the signs. You know, Sheets, my little obsession with that place. They're kind of fascinating because their starting pay that they're all hiring pretty much that they post in the. And then the doors and the windows, it varies by a dollar or two based upon where you are. It can be as high as 16, can be as low as 14. Then you get a differential for working the graveyard shift. I know Akron, I think I saw, was 14. Delaware County tends to be about 16. I haven't been to the Marysville location. I imagine they may be 16 or 17 to start. That's definitely an area with negative unemployment, I would presume. So it can be regional, but I didn't know, Scott. I thought it was closer to 9 or 9.50. But that's what I'm seeing. Here's WKYC. I think they're in Cincinnati, and yeah, they posted an article as of January this year. Some Ohio workers are getting a boost in their pay as the state's minimum wage has increased to $10.10 for non-tipped employees, 80-cent increase. So that 8% increase, that's quite a bit.
Well, I mean, that's all well and good. I just wonder what their particular problem is, because I was at Burger King on Friday night, or Wendy's on Friday night. I get a pop at McDonald's every morning, and I do not see them having the employee problem that Little Caesars is having.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, there's no business on that road that seems to be having that problem.
Yeah, it would affect one of your other gigs, under 16. I think they hire at 14, right? Employees under 16 shall be paid no less than the current federal minimum wage, which is $7.25. But Ohio would overtake that at $10.10 if you're 16 or over. Well, Kroger hires at 14, right?
No, 15 and a half, and they rarely ever do that.
Okay, yeah, I thought it might have been 14. I mean, and I knew it was young. So I guess for those first 6 months, but I would think with the union it would be the wage scale anyway. It wouldn't really matter how old you are.
Well, I guess my point is, I don't know what those other places are hiring for, but they do not seem to be having the employee problem.
Yeah, well, just you probably can just look on their websites, and they'll tell you, or just go and pretend to want to work there and ask.
Why just wouldn't you be?
Often it's just a lot of these places. I mean, McDonald's around here, they got a sign clearly saying what they're paying.
But I don't see one over at the McDonald's I go to, but what I don't understand is clearly they have a ton of employees. And Burger King, Wendy's, the same. So I don't know what is going on at Little Caesars that is such a problem.
Yeah, I mean, from what you're saying, I mean, the minute I heard it, I think it's an inefficiency. I mean, I don't know anything about how to run a pizza place, but that's not the business that I'm in. I eat pizza. I don't make it or run a restaurant serving it. And they just don't seem efficiently run. I mean, on Morris Road, there appears to be a lot of employees there, and they kind of seem clueless. So I don't know if they don't make good decisions in management. It's beyond what I know. I'm not by any means an expert in that, like I am in many other things. Restaurant management, that's not something that I know much about whatsoever.
You know, I have a question.
I think it's a chronic problem regardless of where you happen to go. Oh, yeah, go ahead. You can ask anything you want.
Well, no, I don't. No, this is an interesting question because we talked about this past weekend, and then somebody brought this up to me again yesterday, and I thought, well, maybe this is a question we should go over on the – it's a computer question. The air because –
computer questions are one thing that I'm usually pretty good at.
Well, no, this is – it's interesting because you and I had this conversation on Saturday, and then somebody asked me the same question on Sunday, and I said, I really don't know. Now, when it comes to a website address – if you copyright that website address, can anybody sue you or try to take that address? I mean, is there?
It's a gray area. It depends upon if there's a trademark, a patent, people taking a .net for a company that has a .com, and you know, we've had so many of these touchy situations, probably making a lot of lawyers rich, like Ohio State. They're trademarking the word "the," right? How do you trademark the word "the"? Well, it's the with respect to Ohio State University. I can still say you are, as I think I called and joked about once, you are the interviewer to the stars. They're not going to get mad at that. But something with the Ohio State University, they seem to have ownership of that, which I think is completely ridiculous.
But like,
a web address, it depends. And there are companies that have the same name. Is your LLC? That's generally for the state only. Is it a international kind of ownership of a name? Came up with Delta Airlines. Maybe you remember they used to be Delta-Air, technically Delta-Air.com. There was a software company, I think, in South Carolina somewhere named Delta, because there's a lot of companies called Delta, Delta Faucets, for example. And, you know, they don't own the word Delta. So Delta Airlines, and they have lots of money, they bought the name Delta.com from that software company for millions of dollars, and of course, the software company all retired.
Their
name was more valuable than what they did. I agree with them. So that kind of happens. But in terms of the ownership of a domain name, it is case by case. And these intellectual property ownerships are fascinating because it's a developing law, something which wasn't around a generation ago.
Well, what's interesting about it is, because, we don't have anything to hide, but our website address, I think, has been copyrighted since 2016, I think, is when you copyrighted it. And, people hear it all the time on this station, WWGH1071.com. Now, can anybody say, well, that means something else? Because we have had, obviously, issues with that lately. That means something else or blah, blah, blah.
It depends how it's interpreted. And I think, as I told you yesterday, as I see it, the 1071 stands for 10 because we're 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And 71 because we're not far from I-71. In fact, the webmaster, I think his name is Adam something, lives very close to I-71. Therefore, that's what it stands for. 1071.
Well, I'll tell you, what's interesting?
That's how I see it. I've kind of rebranded that and, leave it to me to be creative and quirky at the same time.
Well, I'll tell you, what's very odd is the address in the house that I grew up in was 1071.
Well, there you go. You are the founder of the station, right? You're the interviewer to the stars who hangs out with Phil Donahue, etc. And, yeah, it's an honor of where you grew up. Because when you your mother, whom I've met, very nice lady, obviously, you were raised well, and you were raised well, so well that you're the interviewer to the stars, and a few other things that I might call you.
Well, but
there you go. You're honoring your mother. I mean, I wish my mother were still alive that I could socialize with her like you socialize with yours. I'm very jealous of that. I'm so glad so glad your mother is around and healthy. Obviously loves you very much. I'm definitely very envious of that, and honoring where you grew up and how you were groomed to become the ITTS and other things that you are right now. What better way to do it than put that in your web address? There you go. You have a meaning of the 1071, and so do I. Case closed.
Well, yeah, but it's very strange to me how people get very bent out of shape about these things, and they do threaten legal action. I don't even know if they could win a case like that.
It is case by case, Scott, and it is fascinating. And in fact, if I were younger and deciding on careers, because, at least half my family, they're lawyers, I might have gone into intellectual property law. I mean, certainly, as an amateur, it's an interest of mine. It's in my sphere of things that I'm quite expert at. And I people have asked me to consult on it. Clients ask me, do I own the web address? Who owns the website? Who owns the files? It's intellectual property. It's not saying, I own my car, but it is different and depends upon the nature of the name. The Delta Airlines was interesting. No one owns the name Delta, and I don't understand, as I think you and I talked about, how does Ohio State suddenly own the word "the," or at least "the" with respect to the name of the institution? That was totally ridiculous.
But how can you own a series of numbers?
Well, there are other stations at 1071.
Right, many, many.
Well, we're not broadcasting at 1071 anymore. Well, I put a different meaning to it, and I don't see an issue with that. Plus, it is a domain. and we're not claiming to own the frequency. Now, of course, with you know, the old days of AM radio, WLW doesn't really own 700 kilohertz, but for all intents and purposes, they do, because they're on a called a clear channel. And but yeah, that's a whole other matter altogether. FM is different. It's not designed necessarily to carry through half the country. So we don't own that. We can redefine what 1071 means. But as I see it, we are allowed to use that name. We're not claiming that's necessarily the frequency. You gave an explanation for what 1071 means, and so did I. And I see that's just, from a legal standpoint, a coincidence that it used to be the megahertz we broadcast at.
Well, that's what I think.
It's actually kind of cute the way that comes out. I have an answer to it, and so do you. We both have really good answers.
Well, it's very interesting how judicious people get when it comes to this. And I really don't understand what the issue is. But, you know, people have very weird attitudes, I guess, is the best I can
you
say.
You and I have talked about it. This gives us more exposure. And this too, anything, it puts us in the spotlight and makes us more well known, and it's healthy, benign controversy as I see it.
Well,
define it that way.
I don't know. It's just very interesting how people are quick to get lawyers involved in things, even when you're
intellectual property law is fascinating, and it might have been a career choice if I were younger. Instead, it's something, you know, it's in my sphere of things that I would say rather expert in, even if it's not something I do professionally. However, clients often ask me, because it comes up, you know, can I use this web address? What can I say on the website?
But you know, hey, Adam, no, quick, I want to get this question in, because I do find this fascinating. Okay, yeah, obviously we used to be at 1071.com FM, but we're not anymore. But anyway, there are lots of 107.1 FMs. There's a station, I believe, in Marysville. So how can anybody tell you not to use that, even if you're not on the signal?
In my opinion, it's groundless. Many people, they like to bully a little bit. We certainly can think of some people that try to bully the station, and they're jealous. They don't interview Phil Donahue.
Well,
They didn't have Charlie Evers. They didn't have Phyllis Schlafly's last audio interview. They don't even, and you know, I get myself enough credit. They don't have Adam, because Adam does a lot of things. And other people that do many things at this station, they're jealous. And that's fine. I would be jealous, too.
Now, in a case like that, because your father was a lawyer and you studied some of these matters, case over a domain name or something like that, what kind of a case is that?
It depends upon the nature of the name. Is it a copyright? Is it something like Delta, where there are many companies called Delta? The two that come to mind are Delta Faucets and Delta Airlines. They have no connection. And the software company, I believe that's where Delta Airlines bought the domain Delta.com, because they have lots of money, and Delta-Air.com sounded kind of goofy. People, they copyright their names, don't they? Isn't Dear Abby's name copyrighted or...
I'm sure it is.
That came up, and that's why her daughter is able. You might have talked about that with her daughter, Jean. That's why her daughter can use it. You know, it is case by case.
I guess I'm just coming to.
Is it a DBA? Is it? Do you have that registered with the state? Because those are state by state. Those are state by state.
Well, I guess in our particular case, our web address is copyrighted as a what?
Well, just because people put copyrights on a website, because the website's copyrighted, just isn't it? I believe it has to do, and this is not something I'm giving really a very good answer on, an assumed copyright, because it is your domain name and your business, or in this case, a nonprofit. So they're different kinds of copyrights. I mean, the trademark or patent is much more powerful. Copyright just means you wrote it, and people can't steal it. They can't plagiarize it. They can't pretend that they are us. But it's a trademark or patent that's much more official. Not to mention again a registration with the Secretary of State, or at least that's how it's done in Ohio.
Well, that's interesting. Well, thank you. I appreciate the information.
Yeah, intellectual property is a fascinating field. And it's just one thing that I'm just able to delve into without trying to think like I'm too much of an expert, because I don't claim to be that. I think I need to know a bit, because it often comes up, and people do ask. It's like when you have a website, you need a developer, you need hosting, and you need a domain. And sometimes people don't understand. You have to buy a domain, and the domain is like a DBA, but it is international. You don't have to use .com or .net. You can even register a domain associated with a different country. And .org is supposed to be for nonprofits, but there are profit companies that use it. Then there was interesting that .gov at one time wasn't supposed to be for anything but a federal government site, and then they removed that. Like we have Columbus.gov. So that also and the OH.us, like the Marion, Ohio. What domain can they use? Can the police department has their own domain? So those tend to change, and that's another fascinating study. So it's good to keep up with this. This isn't one kind of a law, Scott, that was the same as it was 20 years ago. Honestly, this law has probably changed since we started this conversation.
Well, let's
that's kind of why it's such a fascinating field.
Well, let's go on down the road. Hey, thanks, Adam.
Okay, Scott. Have a good day. Bye.
All right. 3 minutes left in this hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. How interesting is all this stuff? I think pretty interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott.
Yes.
If you guys aren't going to be called WWGH anymore, are you allowed to keep using the name?
WWGH, we are still called that. Yeah, that the only part that we're talking about is the 107.1 FM. That's the part that we aren't using.
Because if you're never going to get back on the radio, I mean, it's...
No, nobody ever said that. But I'm just saying at this point, 107.1 FM is not... And we would not go back on that frequency anyway, because there was always a lot of problem with that frequency. There's a religious station out of Columbus that was always interfering with it here.
So if you guys get back on the radio, you're going to have a different number, 107.1?
Yeah, there was just two. All on the east side of town, you'd run into that religious station. And, I mean, really, at Meyer, it would knock you off the air someday.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I'd rather listen to the radio than on the TV myself.
Well, we'll see what happens down the road. But all I'm talking about is, you know, people I don't think we are using 107.1 FM, but people get in a snit about anything these days, so you never know.
Right.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right, September 5th, 2023. Going to talk some about the Labor Day cookout when we come back from the break. And who knows, anything that's on your mind, feel free to give us a buzz. 740-751-4038 after this break.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too magic.